What I'm trying to tell you guys is
Blog Talk Radio.
I am showing you how to put yourself in a sexual position with a woman where she wants to fuck you. I do not teach you how to get sex. I don't teach you how to have sex because that shit is beneath me. What I try to get you to do is put yourself in a position for the first time in your fucking lives where women want to fuck you, where they send you messages like this, okay? Where they tell you they want to be with you, okay? Where they tell you that I'm thinking about you, I want to cook for you, I want to be with you. These are the things that I'm talking about, okay? This is the shit that I want you guys to see from women. I want you guys to win like this, okay? All right? I want you guys to let these women know that I don't play by the rules that society hands down. Society is going to tell you guys that you got to take them out to dinner. You got to kiss their asses. You got to buy them drinks. You got to take their crumbs and all that other stuff. I don't do that shit, okay? I don't do that at all. This is not what we're about. My love to my dog Bulldog, man. Love my dog Bulldog. Hold on. I think you sent me a message, boy. Give me a second. I'll check it out. But what I'm saying is I want you to see the women. This is the lifestyle, man. You want women to send you photos like this of themselves where they're telling you things like, you know what? Look, they love that shit. They're taken back. All right? Never had anyone tell me this before. This is the kind of information that you want women to say, okay? See that right there, what he's saying? I enjoy the hell of the day being single, waking up. I'm very selective about who I allow inside my universe because I won't allow anything or anyone to ruin what I've created. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. This is what gets women horny. This is what turns them on, okay? All right, this is what I'm saying, okay? Look at that. Okay, baby, think of me while you touch your sweet pussy. Record it and send me the video. What is she saying? Okay, this is the lifestyle that I'm trying to show you, motherfucker. Let me see my dog Bulldog says something. Damn, all right, no doubt. But this is what I want y'all to see. This is not fake. This is the lifestyle that you can have. And when you know what you're doing, you're going to get these women to do the kind of shit I'm saying, okay? All right? Now, let me show you this one. Hold on. This is hot off the press. This is hot off the press, guys. Give me a second. Let me grab this bitch hot off the press. Hold on a second, guys. I got one hot off the press. Give me a second. Got to crop it a little bit. We're going to crop it, and we'll show you hot off the press. Hold on a second. Give me a second, guys. We're going to crop it, and this is coming hot off the press, guys. Let me save it. I'm saving it right now. I'm about to upload it, and we're going to read it. Give me a second. Let me find where I'm going. Hold on. Give me a second. But, gentlemen, this is what I'm saying. This is why y'all don't have to worry about women and shit, because if you follow what I'm showing you, you're going to have women throwing the pussy at you where you're going to be in control of you. I'm downloading it right now. We're going to read one right now, okay? All right? Okay? And this is on some main... Oh, shut your ass up, bitch. All right, so let's get to one, okay? This is what I want y'all to see. See, the old boy got mad because he couldn't understand why he can't get no motherfucking women. Let me delete the thing. I'm about to upload this right now, live and unscripted. Here you go. I edited it out, so there's no numbers in there. All right, here you go, guys. I want y'all to check this out. Read this right here. Look at this shit right here. Let's read it together. Let's read this bitch together. Hold on. All right. So this is saying, all right, had a feeling that you were something special because I trust my gut above anything else. I had no idea I'd be so drawn to you. All right. This is the woman saying, okay. It also seems like a cool twist of fate that I would hit off so well to be so far apart, but I still believe everything happens for a reason, okay. Listen to this. The ice cream thing came from you. Oh, being with you gave me a lot of inspiration for that talk. You are definitely my muse. Look at that. Look. This is what, guys, this is what the fuck I'm trying to tell you. This is not fake. I know this shit. Listen, guys, listen. I know for a lot of you guys out there, a lot of this shit sounds like it's fairy tales. It's fairy tales. But this is what I've been telling you, man. This is what I've been telling you. But it's not just in the text messages, guys. It's not just in the audio. Guys, y'all can call in. The lines are open. But this is the call of all calls right here. Because this is how they are. Dude, this is how it should be. You want to know why I warn women? You want to know why I always tell women you don't want to fuck with a guy like me? You always want to, and they always laugh at me, right? But this is the reason why, because when you get calls like this, when you get women opening up. Now, remember, women don't talk like this all the time. But when you unlock something in them, listen to the giggle. Listen
to say thank you or letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice.
We stop. I think this is weird. This is the lifestyle that you can have if you just believe in your fucking self. The reason you're not having this lifestyle is because your thinking is not lined up with your behavior. You don't believe in yourself. You don't build yourself up to show these women why they should be fucking you, guys. That's what I'm talking about, man. Let's get to Matthew. Matthew, what is your question here? All right, let's get to your question. This one chick was a 5. Wait. Matthew. I don't understand you guys, man. When my mentor said that you're going to fuck with the best of the best, and you will never settle for anything less than the best, Matthew, do you think that I said, fuck what you say, and I'm going to find me a raggedy-ass fucking woman? Why in the fuck are you fucking with a bottom of the barrel? I can't help you with this one, man. I can't help with this one, man. See, y'all have no pride, man. There's some problems with y'all, man. Is this what you think of yourself? Do y'all just think that y'all just are, is your self-worth that low where you accept a 5 and you think you're doing something? Why? Why? Why the fuck would you even, a 5 can't even cut my grass. A 5 doesn't get to talk to me. And if I'm being an asshole, I'm being shallow. You goddamn right. I'm not fucking. Oh my God. How do you. I don't understand why you guys hate yourselves so much. Why do you hate yourself so much where you're fucking with a five when you have beautiful... God, do you know something my mentor told me a long time ago that just, it was like a punch in the chest? Even in high school, did you guys know that the pretty girls always stayed home on Friday and Saturday nights? Did you guys even know that? The bad chicks in the school, even the ones in college, they stay home on Fridays and Saturdays. Why? Because dumb motherfuckers automatically assume that she has a boyfriend, and the other half of motherfuckers are too intimidated to talk to them. The prettier she is, the more insecure she is, gentlemen. The prettier she is, the more insecure she is. I don't understand. If you are supposed to be a king, Matthew, why are you fucking with peasants? Why? Listen, I don't want to, that how to be a player bullshit, dancing with the fat chick to get the pretty chick. No, Eric. You fuck with the fat, you fuck with the pretty one to fuck with the pretty one. I don't understand why you guys feel this bad about yourselves. Why the fuck, Matthew, would you be even asking me a question about a five? A five? A five, Matthew. You're fucking with a five, Matthew. That tells me that your self-worth is so goddamn low that you're fucking the bottom of the barrel. You're grabbing the low hand. Man, look, hey, Matthew, the wine and that shit I teach you, that shit ain't for sixes and fives and fours and threes and twos. The shit I'm showing you is for the upper echelon woman, because the woman that these women that have money, that are caked up, they love drinking wine, Matthew. They go home to an empty house. They crack open a bottle of wine, read a book, cry, and play with their cat, watch Lifetime or the Wii Channel, and fall asleep to only repeat the process again. Why? I just cannot. Oh, my God. I cannot believe this shit. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that y'all have got to start having a standard. See, the man that has a standard is a man that is going to be able to handle women. You guys can't handle women because you guys think that these women are fucking special. Let me tell you something. I love the curve of her ass. I love her hips. I love her thighs. I love her lips. I love her breasts. I love those things about a woman. But motherfucker, I love myself that much more. And because I love myself that much more, can't just give her a pass into my world, my life, and my kingdom just because she's looking good and she's sexy. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, they don't do that to you. They don't give you a pass into the pussy. Most of you motherfuckers have got to slay the minotaur. You've got to do circus tricks. You've got to do five dinners. You've got to buy drinks. You've got to buy her shit. You've got to do a bunch of shit. Matthew, if there is a five and there are hot friends, why don't you just talk to her hot friends and say, fuck the five? Why aren't you just talking to her hot friends? What does she got to do with this shit? Because, Matthew, this is the problem I'm starting to see with you, dog. See, I'm not dumb, Matthew. Matthew, what you should have done is you should have told that woman, you know what, I see you got some hot friends. You know what, can you introduce me to them? That's all you got to fucking do. That's all you got to do. That is all you got. See, y'all motherfuckers bullshit too much. That's all you got to do, Matthew. Hey, Smeagol. Come here, Smeagol.
Yes, my precious. Hey, my precious.
Yo, hey, Smeagol, check this out, man. I see that you got some badass chicks.
Well, I'm going for the ring. The ring, the ring.
Okay, Smeagol, go for the ring. But you know what? Can you allow me to go over there and talk to some of your friends?
Ah, my precious.
Why the fuck are y'all talking to fucked up ass women? Matthew, what I'm saying to you is I don't care if she's a 6'5", 4'3", 2", or a 0. If she's got beautiful friends, just tell her I want to talk to your friends. Let them know. Here's my number. Pass it on to them. When are you getting together with your friends? Like, if you're in a cubicle and you see a fugly chick and you see she got friends, hey, yo, Smeagol.
What's up, my princess?
Well, hey, Smeagol. Hey, check this out. Yo, who's this?
Oh, those are my friends.
Well, how about this? Are you doing happy hour with your friends? You know what? I want to get with this one right here. Why don't you give her my number for me and tell her to get back with me? That's what the fuck I'm talking about, guys. You don't need to hold Smeagol. Come on, Smeagol.
Thank you. Let's go get the precious, my precious ring and all that shit.
You have to take her up to fucking whatever, Mount Mordor or whatever, fucking get the ring. No. Matthew, you jump over Smeagol ass. And you let that motherfucker know that you want to get with her friends. I don't want to hear this. I'm messing with a 5 and she got friends. Man. Fuck that. I listen, Matthew, I'm telling you, I've done it before. When I used to Clark Kent my ass in the mailroom and shit, and I would pass out mail, one thing about fucked up women, they always posting photos of their friends doing shit. Hey, Smeagol, what's going on?
Nothing.
Well, yeah. Hey, yo, Smeagol, who's that?
Ah, that's Jenny.
Huh. Well, hey, Smeagol, can you do me a favor? I don't really know her, but I want to get to know her. Can you go ahead and give her my number, have her call me?
Oh, sure. We're going to do something, but I've got to get my precious ring first.
Hey, well, cool, but just go ahead and give me my name and float the fuck off. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't want y'all motherfuckers sitting around here trying to be, can I have a hug, Smeagol?
Ah, you like me.
Fuck, I don't want y'all doing that shit. Come on, man. Thank you for the super chat, man. But that's what I'm saying, man. You don't have to. Let me teach y'all something. Because I care about y'all. Let me show y'all something. See, when you're in a club, you got to understand the lay of the Serengeti. Now, the Serengeti is broken down into 3 components. You have the alpha female. You got the lieutenant, and then you got everybody else. Let me explain how this works. The lieutenant is the one that is priming herself to be her own alpha female. But what the lieutenant does is she positions and goes around the club to set up the alpha female, who's always the fat. Listen, the alpha female in the group of women is always the most fucked up one in the group, because she's the when you're
Smeagol and shit,
you fucked up, but she thinks she's the baddest in the bunch. Guys, have you guys ever walked up to a woman and she was in a group and you tried to talk to that woman in the group and then somebody started to walk away and she said, oh well, I gotta go, and you're like, damn, what the fuck just happened? Because you didn't pay homage to the alpha female. The alpha female is looking for the ballers, the shot collars, and money. She don't care about people like us. But I've got to pay homage to her to talk to the one I want to talk to. Because the prettier she is, the more insecure she is, and the further down the line she's on, right? So what I used to do is, again, I wouldn't talk to the pretty one. I'd talk to the alpha female. I wouldn't talk to her as a picker-up. I would just introduce myself to her first. Why? Because she's the gateway to give me time to bite that motherfucker's neck and take her up the goddamn tree. So I just say, hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, it's nice meeting you. Okay, cool. And then I'm just going to slide all the way down to old girl, put my bid in. Remember, this is Mission Impossible. You got to get in. You got to get out. But you got to pay homage to the fucking alpha female. That's how the game works. But when you're Matthew, if you're not in a club setting and that bitch is on, how the fuck do you even spend time with me?
Precious, I gotta fish. I'm hungry. Ah.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with this bitch right here when I could be fucking her fine friends? See, Matthew, look, here's a second way of doing it. Okay, let's say you go to Smeagol's cubicle, all right? Hey, Smeagol, what's going on?
I went to press this ring.
Whatever, right? And you know she got some badass friends. Damn, hey, Smeagol, what y'all getting into this weekend?
Nothing. We're going to have a picnic, a pool party, before I get my precious.
And when she's saying that shit, oh, shit, you know I'm coming. Cool. And you just go to the party and do it like that, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Let me check the phone lines. Y'all calling 515-605-9373 is the number. We chopping it up. But, Matthew, I'm disappointed in you because why the fuck are you fucking with Smeagol, dude? Leave the fives alone. It doesn't work with a five. You can't do the wine above your bed with a fucked up ass woman.
Wait a second. Why isn't that Mad Dog or Ripple or,
you know, they want that ghetto ass shit.
I want some Kool-Aid and you
don't. You better leave them motherfuckers. You better leave them fucking mud ducks alone, dog. We don't fuck with mud ducks. We fuck with beautiful women. Yeah, you know I mean, guys, I got a question. Put Q in the chat, man. But I'm just saying, man, y'all got to stop this cake kind of shit, man. Y'all got a, let's see here. We got some more fucking, okay, he did his puzzle. I see a guy that did a puzzle. Hold on, what is this? Hold on. What is this? Hold on, what is this? Wait. Hold on a second. Hey, hold on. Oops. Hold on a second. I need to talk to my girl. Hold on a second. All right. I'm sorry. I just sent this shit to somebody. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at shit. Hold on. Let me see something. Did I miss something? Hold on. Let me look at this shit. Screenshots. Oh, yeah, this is the wrong thing. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right, my bad. Yeah, this is the wrong thing. Shit. All right. Anyway, what I'm saying to you guys out there, I really think that you have what it takes to get women. But I think that a lot of you out there don't believe in yourself because of the your mindset, okay? See, gentlemen, let's talk about it, okay? See, for a lot of you, you have what is called you have a foundational mindset, meaning that you have created a foundation of I'm fucking up. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. I got to send something to somebody. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just grab this shit. Let me just copy that shit. paste this shit. All right. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that for a lot of you out there, okay, you must develop a thought process in which when she comes over, hold on a second. Okay, what I'm saying is this. I'm saying for a lot of you guys out there, let me show you something. Let me show y'all a little bit of yickety yak. All right, I got y'all, motherfuckers. Hold on a second. I want to show y'all something because I don't think y'all understand. Because I want y'all to get clarity, man. I don't want to be tough on y'all. I just want to guide y'all through this shit because there's so much about this motherfucking game that a lot of y'all don't know and a lot of y'all don't see it and a lot of y'all think that you cannot win with women, okay? You can't. I believe that you can when you focus on what is important, but you have to ask yourself, what is important to you? Shit. And you got to ask yourself what's important to you. Let me find you something. Sean, let me show you something. Let me see something here. Let me show you all some shit. Hold on a second. 515-605-9373 is the number. I'm here for you guys, man. I love y'all. Y'all my dogs, man. You know I roll with y'all, man. I'm hard on y'all sometimes, but I want to let y'all guys know that as long as y'all can trust yourselves and trust what you do, you got it. You got it. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all something. I'm trying to find that shit. Let me find it. But anyway, guys, as a matter of fact, we will go to a quick commercial. I need to put some more commercial ads and shit. Let's go to a quick commercial real quick. Let me do this real quick. Go to a quick commercial. This is the Man Mindset, guys. We have a lot. We're not done. We got a lot to go. We're here all night, so let's just chop it up. Let's get it right. Let me go ahead and let's do a quick correct commercial ad. Here we go. All right, we're back. 515-605-9373 is the number. I am the Dean. This is the motherfucking Man Mindset. Let me get to the chat room, dog, see if y'all got any questions in this motherfucker, okay? Let's see what he's saying right here. Well, here's the thing. Let me say this. Hold on a second. Hold on. Shit. All right, this is what I'm saying to you guys right here, okay? Well, Mr. Rios or Rayos or whatever your name is, I appreciate what you're saying, but I really think you're lying, dog. I listen, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, okay? I see what you're saying. But you're okay. I understand what you're saying about. What do you mean? A lot of this black pill guys care too much. I think the problem with what you're saying here, where you're going wrong, is it's not the fact you care about what women say. Why are you worried about the next man? And then you're saying Front Street. I say I don't care what a woman think or say. I will still sleep with her. I do me. I love. Well, I don't think that you about the game, man. And I like I say, man, Mr. What I'm saying to you is this: is that motherfuckers that's in the game, they don't even talk that way, brother. They don't behave that way, man. So I think you might be in the wrong place because this is not like some black pill shit. You know, we. You're learning for some authentic shit, man. We ain't about no pills because we were before there were pills. Before there were pills, there were us men. So I think that maybe you got it wrong or something. I think you're I think you think that this is a place where we're complaining about women. I'm not sure, but I just think you're probably in the wrong place, man. That's all. So it's all good. So you can just sit around and you can hang out with us if you want. So it's cool. Don't even worry about that shit. So it's all good. But anyway, guys, like I was saying, let me see if I can find anything. I cannot find it. Damn, I cannot find it. But for my chat room dogs out there, you know, the thing is that this lifestyle is not for everybody, okay? And I don't think that people understand what it is we say and what it is we do. I don't want you to force women to do anything that they don't want to do. And I think that All right, this is a good question. Steve, how do I know if a girl's giving me choosing signals? Let's get some music in this motherfucker while I talk to y'all guys. Let's put some music in here while we chop it up. All right, he asked a question. Let's go ahead and get some music in here while we chop it up. Hold on a second. All right, so we're going to play some music real quick, and we're going to chop it up. All right, so let me turn it up and shit. There we go.
How do I know the girl is giving me choosing signals? The thing is, this is the choosing signals. I don't give a fuck about system. I don't look for choosing signals in a woman because I chose her. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Hold on. Okay, I'm get back to the shit. All right, what I'm saying is this. Mr. Don, oh, that's your name. I'm not looking for choosing signals, okay? And the reason I'm looking for choosing signals is because, to be honest with you, I want to be assertive. I want to be in control of the situation. I want her to know that, yes, I'm interested in her. I'm going to put my bid. I'm going to let her know I'm interested in it. But that's as far as it's going to go. I just want her to make a choice. Is she going to invite me? Or is she not? And if she doesn't invite me, then it's cool. If she invites me, then it's cool. That's what I'm saying. And that's the difference. I don't want a woman to choose me, okay? Okay, Mr. Rios,
sir, please listen to me. I say this with love. You sound like an 18-year-old bitch, and I'm saying this is not a cuddle party. You sound like someone who can't get any pussy. Why the fuck do you keep this? I'm going to say this nice. Because I'm trying to be cool with you. I'm in a good fucking mood. But I'm saying to you, this man, don't come on this motherfucking thing.
Damn, I'm doing this live on the air. Damn, it's like that? Shit. No, man, I just said something that was funny, man. All right, look. What I'm saying to you is this, and this is what's going on here. Look, I really think that not only with this, I really think that what we gotta do is we have to really be honest with ourselves, ask ourselves. What is that? Let me see what he's saying. That's better. I can see it better. What is this? There you go, T, you said something. You don't have to worry about the choosing something because at that point, you're saying that, you know what, I'm interested in you. What are you going to do? That's all you do. Yeah, well, I don't want you to think about choosing signals, because if you're thinking about choosing signals, then what you're doing is you're saying that, okay, I'm going to wait for the woman to pick me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit back, I'm going to play defense. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to not make any moves. I'm going to wait for life to happen to me. You're not supposed to wait for life to happen to you, man. You're supposed to go after what you want. And if you go after what you want, you're fine. Let me see, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's see here. Okay, so where are we at, guys? Y'all got any questions? Go ahead and get back. Hold on. Hold on 1 second, shit. Hold on. Let me see. Anyone calling right now? And I'm trying to walk and chew gum and shit. All right, let's see here. What are y'all questions? How's everyone tonight? All right, let's keep continuing the class and everything. Class is in session. Let's see what we have here. Well, Rod, always remember, look, Rod, this is the thing that makes, wait, let me go to a commercial. Hold on. Let me go to a commercial real quick. I'm going to ask you a question in the commercial. Let me go to the commercial. I'm going to ask you a commercial. Guys, if you got any questions, check it out. But let's go to a grass tube real quick, and I will be right motherfucking back. Let's hit a grass tube and shit. And we'll get right back. We're hitting commercials and stuff and answer your questions and all that other stuff. And here we go. Let's do this. Be right back.
Did the zebra avoid you again? Well, don't worry. Take your panties off.
Honestly.
All right, we're back. I'm the man mind. It's the man mindset. I'm the team. Class is in session, guys. We're chopping it up. Rod, let me tell you something, Rod. The thing that I'm saying, Rod, that's important is that I always, what I love to do, turn this. Shut this music down. All right, Rod, this is what I'm saying. Rod, you have got to learn how to pull out sides of you. And this is for all you guys, not just Rod. I think that a lot of you guys need to learn your romantic side. And you got to ask, what is romance to me? What is being sensual? What is being sexual? What is being smooth? You know, what is being seductive, okay? All these things are different doors, but you got to ask yourself is, what is it about these things that I can enhance? Because remember, intimacy is a broad range, but again, when you're dealing with a woman or you're in a relationship or you're just spending, even when I'm spending time with a woman, I'm going to treat her, my job that I learned is that no matter who I'm with, I need to make sure by the time I get done that she loses sight of time. She feels like she's the only one in the world, because that's part of the drug that I want her to have. Because when she goes forward, goes across the fence because the grass is greener, she leaves me, she finds somebody else, they will tend to miss you more because of the way you treated them. It's not the gestures. Yeah, the gestures are great, but I keep telling you guys, it's really reading between the lines. It's when you read between the lines and you begin to show a woman another side of you that you're attentive. See, I keep trying to tell you guys, the thing about the game is not about what we think it is. Because the thing about a lot of women is that they are very, very attentive, and they keep score. Do you notice that she's got a new outfit on? Do you notice her hair? Can you notice when she's having a good day versus a bad day? And when she's having a bad day, what is the remedy for the bad day? It's so deep and so much. Okay. Oh, let's see here. I see women. I see a woman. I like to go up to her, grab her. All right. So we'll just do that. See, gentlemen, always remember the thing about sexuality, okay? The thing about sexuality is tapping onto her emotions, okay? All right? Rod, it's not just, okay, Rod, it's not just the Don, stop that, man. Hold on one second. Let me see if I do this shit. Hold on, let me see something. Oh, it was down. All right, wait a second. Sean, tell me what you're not getting. Guys, can y'all handle this for a second? Handle that for a second. handle that for a second. That shit. When I'm saying, Rod, to you, Rod, this is what I'm saying. Oh, wait, oops. Rod, this is what I'm saying. It's not just the way you talk to her. It's really taking and making the experience something that she can't live without. Rod, I'm telling you, there's going to be so many guys out there that when she sees what you're about, it's a game changer, man. It's a game changer. So, but the only way you can understand that this whole thing is all about a game changer is knowing what you bring to the table. What do you bring to the table outside of just the touch or the intimate, the voices and stuff? But getting back to what I was saying, guys, I want to get back to class. Excuse me. See, for a lot of you guys, there are a lot of disadvantages for a lot of you guys thinking the way you are right now, okay? And the reason that you are this way is because it's hard when you fix your mind to think that you can't do anything. The problem is it's hard to develop new sexual skills. It's hard to text women. It's hard to talk to women. It's hard because you begin to fight. Excuse me. You begin to fight versus what I call a fixed mindset. You begin to fight against something that you have created, okay? Because a lot of you guys out there, you doubt yourselves, man. Let's think about it. Think about how you feel about yourself. A lot of you don't believe that you are worthy enough of a beautiful woman. Let's be honest for a second, okay? A lot of guys, yeah, Don, we don't do frame, okay, Don? I just wanted to say, man, we don't do frame, okay? So get that out. Try to get frame out of your head, because frame is not the thing that's going to help you in this motherfucking game, okay? But I'm just saying that the beautiful thing about what I'm trying to show you is that I want you to create something in yourself that you can look to yourself for the answer. But it's not just that, see, it's not just building my castle and saying, okay, I have a standard. It's not that. It's so much more to this. It's saying that I've got to learn sexuality. I've got to learn women. I've got to know the difference between shifting up versus shifting down. I've got to know when the right moments to do things to show her that I'm not like everybody else without trying to force the issue. You should never try to force sexuality to a woman. You should let her know from the moment that she walks into your place that she's saying, wow, wow. You know, she's saying that, you know what, there's something about this guy. I don't know what it is, but I need to know more. And I don't need a dinner from him. I don't need a drink. I just need to figure out why he is what he is. Hell yeah. What I'm saying is that ask yourselves this question. When is the last time you said to yourself that I want to build up, like I always say, going backwards, forwards? When's the last time that you built or worked on your apartment? Are the dishes in order? The smell of the apartment, is it neat? Do you have your colognes together? Do you have your watches in order? It's so much more than just the sex. because many of you guys are looking at women as in they think like us. They don't think like us. They never will think like us. And the moment that you think that they do think like us is the moment that you fail, because these women, they on some other shit, man. They on some other shit. But the only way that you'll get the confidence to approach, to talk to them, to let them know where you stand, is by accepting the rejection. We don't want to accept the hurt, and we don't want to accept the pain. We don't want to go against the current. And that's why I always tell you guys, you got to go against that current. Because if you can go against the current, then guess what happens? You get stronger. You get tougher, even when you get knocked down. And a lot of you don't want to feel the pain of a woman saying no, but she's got every right not to want you. You know, she's got every right not to want you. But you have every right to do what? You got every right to be fine with her decision. I never want to beg in the pussy, dog. Y'all shouldn't be begging into this shit. Man, listen, when you say to yourself, okay, I am about to build in my castle, I'm about to build an area in my castle that is going to be a sexual side of me. That means that I'm not looking at the fear. I'm not looking at the worry. I'm not looking at the excuses. What I'm looking at is I'm just going to try to be me and bring things out of her. I want to bring things out of her, because the more you bring things out of her, right, the more the growth is going to happen. Once you can unlock that door inside, I'm telling you, they don't even know how bad they can be. They have no idea how bad they can be. But the only way they can understand the pain is by saying to themselves, okay, you know what? I know what I want. But the question is, what is it that you want? Now, I've told you before, if it's only sex, you lose. So you can want sex, but then you know why you are where you're at right now, because you're not getting sex like that because you have no experience. Wait, what did you just say? What the fuck? What does this mean? What the fuck does this mean? Can you please stop giving these fucking bullshit ass statements, man? Dude, you gotta. I'm gonna tell you why you're fucking up, E-Dog. Listen, I say this with love. Why are you telling these guys to try to put a mask on and try to stop feeling what they feel? What is feeling unimpressed going to help? How does you feeling unimpressed about a woman going to help you? How? Why would you say that statement? That's bullshit. No, that's bullshit. That's not a fact. See? That's utter bullshit. That is utter bullshit. This is why y'all motherfuckers ain't getting any pussy. Because it is silly. Let me show you how silly this is. Do you motherfuckers think women are stupid? Let me ask you, Eric and C, you two motherfuckers that agree with that silly ass shit you said. Do you think women are fucking stupid? The moment she notices you noticing her, she already knows you want to fuck. Why the fuck would you lie? See, this is where, I like you participating, and I appreciate it, and I want you to keep participating in it. I don't want you to feel like you don't, but I got to check you on some of this stupid-ass shit, dude. Yourself not to be impressed by a model. I want to know, why would you tell yourself not to be impressed by a model? Because, motherfucker, if you are, listen, check this out. If you're telling yourself to lie to yourself over a fucking model, that means you're doing it because you're emotionally attached to the bitch. So let's get this straight. You have an emotion for a woman, and then you're telling yourself not to have the emotion for the woman, meaning that you have a double emotion at that point. Follow me on this, guys. Follow me on this fuck up. He looks at a, listen, when you're looking at a model, he's already impressed. That's fucking emotion. And then what you're doing is you're trying to take another emotion to cover up the emotion you're feeling by trying to be unimpressed. That's weak as fuck, dog. You can't do that, man. You can't do that shit, man. That's terrible. That's terrible. Right. He's impressed. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. He's impressed by the model. So he's trying to trick his brain by trying to be unimpressed. Dude, you're making it even worse, dog. Come on, stop that shit. See, let me show you, Eric, how you're supposed to do it, brother. Follow me on this. You see the Instagram model. Hey, look, brother, I don't care if you like her. I don't care if you're impressed by her. I don't give a fuck what you feel. What the fuck are you going to do about it? That's what I'm asking you. And your do about it, instead of going after what the fuck you should be going after, you're looking in the fucking window saying, oh, no, let's not be impressed. Let's not be impressed. Let's be unimpressed by her. And then you got C over here fucking co-signing that silly ass shit. And y'all got to stop. Just think. If you see something you like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? What I'm getting from you, Eric, is that you're doing a lot of bullshit from the sideline. Yes, Matthew, that's what I'm trying to get him to see. That's what I'm trying to get him to see, my brother. Okay? I'm asking. So, see, this is what I'm saying. If I see it, you can feel whatever the fuck you want to feel. But let me tell you why the... Eric, stop. Who said that we're treating him like like Beyonce. Who said that? Who? What? Why don't you tell me what is treating a woman like Beyonce? Tell me, Eric. I'm letting you talk. I'm not mad at you, but if you're defending a position, I appreciate you defending a position. So if you're defending a position, what are you saying about this defense? Explain to me, what does it mean treating her like Beyonce? You can call in. Why don't you call into the show, brother? Why don't you call into the show? Oh, wait. Let me bring in 240 real quick. Before I'm sorry for the wait. 240, what's going on? What's your question, brother?
Well, no question, Steve. This is your boy from the DMV.
Okay. Wait, yeah, do you have a question or you just listening?
Yeah, I just wondered what this one dude said about IG models.
Me personally,
I'm not impressed by something as virtual. I'm impressed by the real. You can be online all you want. I deal with you when you with me.
Yeah, I feel you.
And you know, one thing this fellow was talking about, these fives and all, dude, you got to shoot. You got to aim high. And I said also before is this, you can learn a lot from rejection. These men got to study these women. You can learn a lot from rejection.
I wanted to say
I wonder how many of these guys, when they go to the store, they look at all these women who are by themselves shopping. They don't study these women. These men, they can learn a lot from rejection. Study these women, look them in the eye, even when they reject you, and figure out why did you get rejected. Go back and figure things out. What I think some of these guys need to do is this. For 2 weeks, every day, holler at a fine woman. And if you get rejected, you get rejected, but learn from it.
Right. But wait. What I'm saying is this. Eric. What does it mean? Okay, hold on, caller. What does it mean treat him like Beyonce? Talk. Wait, no. All right, 2-4. You got to mute yourself. Okay? Okay.
Go back and figure things out. Okay.
Fix that. What I'm saying to you is this, Eric. Wait. So wait a second, Eric. Explain what that means about the Beyonce thing. I'm waiting. What does it mean about the Beyonce, Eric? Come on. Eric, call into the show, man. I don't bite. Come on. Hey, come on, Eric. Okay, Eric. Listen to me. What I'm saying is that. What I'm saying is this, Eric. What I'm trying to teach you is that if you make a comment like you did, and that's not bad, I'm trying to teach you how to stand on your fucking square, but you're running away from it, and it's showing me by you running away from this is that you are not really standing on that because you have no backup evidence on what you're saying. And I'm trying to help you out here, man. I'm just trying to help you out here. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that what you're saying, if you call in, I want to help you, but this shows me that you really don't want help because I'm trying to help you correct your thought. But see, if you don't want to call in, it shows that you really don't want to grow, man. Let me answer this guy's question. All right, this guy's question says, hold on a second. Let me see here. When first meeting a girl, should you text a lot? For me, I'm busy work construction. So, well, okay, Cal, what I'm saying is this, all right? What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that, hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. When first meet a girl, should you text a lot? Well, I'm not saying text. It's not a text a lot. It's really just, listen, it's a weird thing, Cal, because I don't know basically the text that y'all are sending to each other, but there's nothing wrong with sending a text message to a woman. See, there's nothing wrong with communicating with a woman as long as it's not what you're doing. If it's going towards getting to know each other or if it's going towards your end game, that's okay. But if you're just talking to her to talk to her, there's really nothing going on. You know, there's nothing really happening. So hold on. Is Eric going to call in? I think that's E-Dog. Eric, is it 817? Is this you, Eric? 817, is this you, Eric? I guess not. 817 going once, twice. All right, call back. Let us know if you're listening. We'll hang up and let you call back. But Eric, Eric, what I'm saying to you is this. I'm saying to you this, is that what is your end game with this person? And is what you're saying in texting pushing you towards that end game? No, I am. Let's go ahead and put you in timeout because I don't think you just, I think you're a prankster and you're toxic, but there is no purpose. So don't do that. But Eric, come on, Eric. Are you there? Eric, what I am trying to tell you is that this is an opportunity for you to get more clarity so you can stop the silly ass shit that you're doing. And this is the problem with y'all guys. you are stuck in a way that's, this is why you're fucking up, Eric, because your thought process is fucked up. And I would like to help you, but apparently you don't want to help yourself. You don't want to help yourself. And I would love to help you. And hopefully you'll call in. I'll give you a commercial break to call in and think about this. But I'm trying to help you, man. And if you're thinking this way, you're in that this shit you thinking, that shit don't work, man. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to a commercial ad. You know what? Let's go to a commercial ad. Let's go to a commercial ad. Hold on 1 second. Did it work? There we go. All right, we're back. So, Cal, I answered your question for you. But this is, okay, I'm going to show you. No, it's not love. It's not all love. This is the problem, Eric, where you're going to fuck up. Let me explain something to you guys. As a man, you got to stand on your fucking statements. You can't be scared. And, Eric, you acting like a woman, dog. It ain't love. It's weakness. Because your position is when you see a woman, your position is this. When I see a woman, I want to be unimpressed by her. And then, go ahead and treat her like Beyonce. Dude, this is why you ain't getting no pussy thinking that way, dude. And I'm just trying to help you. And see, this is, guys, this is what I'm talking about. And listen, I'm not even getting on Eric. But a lot of you motherfuckers are like this motherfucking Eric right here with the way you think. You really don't want to help. You really don't want that, man. Let's keep going. Let's see what this shit is. Let me see what this is. Okay, leading the conversation. Let's go back to leading the conversation. Eric, I fail you on this one, man. So, you know, you failed, dude. So it's not all love. So, Eric, I gave you a chance. So, you know, just, Eric, for a while, just don't, you're just sitting here and listen. I don't want to hear any fucking anything from you. Because if I'm trying to reach out and help your fucking ass and you don't want the help, I don't want you to spew any poison in here. So you just sit and watch the show and you good to go, man. Because I tried, guys. Y'all see I tried. But motherfuckers, y'all don't really want no pussy, man. Y'all really don't want no woman, man. Y'all scared of fucking pussy. Oh,
man.
It's just weak, Eric. Just saying it's weak. But anyway, how can you talk a little bit more about leading the conversation and staying on the street? Okay, well, that's a great question. That's a great question. Let me get to this. Let me put this headset in. Hold on a second. Which one is it? All right, let me put this in. All right, that's a great question. So what you want to do, all right, JS, all right, this is what you want to do. What you want to do is you want to look at where do I want to take. Now, Eric, you can laugh all you want, but I'm telling you right now, maybe you need to get the fuck out of here. Because if you find this shit funny, I'm not joking. Because I don't want no bitches in my room. I'm telling you right now. And you want some bitch shit. So if you think it's funny, you know, you really want to keep laughing? Let me know if you want to keep laughing. Because I'm not the one that needs the help, motherfucker. So what I'm going to do is I'll put you in timeout first, and you run your mind, do something, say something else smart. Be a little smart ass. I'll put you in timeout first. Come back and be a little fucking smart ass, see what the fuck happens. But this is what I'm saying. Okay, this is what I'm saying. Man. Wait. Oh, wait. All right. So, okay. So what I'm saying is, oh, no, wait. Okay. All right. Wait a second. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second. this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you guys real quick is that, JS, when you're talking to a woman, all right, where do you want to take her? That's the first question you want to ask yourself. What I want to take her is I want her to peel back layers in me to see that every time she pulls that curtain back, there's another curtain that is just as exciting as the one before. That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying. Oh, shit. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, man. I got to get something to drink. Give me a second. My throat. I got to get something to drink. Let me get something to drink. Let me play a quick commercial, and we will be right back. But I'm going to help you out, JS. We got you, man. Let me find another commercial ad to play. And we will definitely chop this shit up, guys. We're not done chopping this up. Let me find something for you guys to play for y'all real quick. Hold on one second. I'm not playing games. I'm serious. I'm just curious. All right. So getting back. So what I'm saying is that let me see here. Can you talk a little bit more about, okay, so does that make any sense, JS? Where do you want to lead her? That's what I'm asking. Where do you want to lead her? Okay. All right. So I am perfect. What's your question? Do you have a question? Put a Q in there. If you got a question, I am perfect. But I am perfect. We're not on purpose over here, okay, man? So please don't talk that way. I don't know if you're coming in here and joking around, but We're not on that purpose bullshit, okay? We're not on that shit, okay? We on some real man shit, okay? So, JS, let me know. I want you to let me know. Tell me, where do you want to lead her? All right, so let me see something here. Steve, can you say you talk? Like Steve, when you say you talk to people, you try to make them feel like they're the shit and act like you know them before. Could you wait a second? When you say when you talk to people, you try to make them feel like they are the shit. And you act like you knew them before. Could you explain? No, okay, it's a real simple thing. What I'm saying is that I read the name tag, okay? That's all I do. I just read the name tag, Matthew. When I see a name tag, I talk to them like I know them because it's the name. I greet them. See, people have a lot of shitty days, a lot of tough days and stuff like that. So when I see somebody, I'm like, hey, how you doing, Chauncey? How's it going? How's your day going? I'm going to talk to them like I know them. So that's what I mean. I just read the name tags. That's what I learned. Like when I'm in line, I always practice and sharpen my sword. If I see the name tag, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to engage them and I'm going to keep talking because I know eventually one of them motherfuckers is going to be leading me to some more ass, man. Let's see here. I was on a date last night. I loaded a conversation, had some loves, and I want to lead her to the amusement park. Well, wait, okay, but what was the date like? Okay, JS, call into the show, man. I can't. Okay, think about what you're doing. You're just giving me pieces. You're not giving me everything, okay? That's what I'm saying. You're just giving me pieces. Call into the show. 949, what's your name? Where you calling from? What's up?
I'm a coochie man.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, man. My goodness. But anyway, what I'm saying is that JS, call into the show because the information you're giving me is not the information you're giving me is not I need more information to help you out. So call into what I'm saying to you guys is that the number is here. Call into the show because I cannot help you if you're giving me bits and pieces because I'm giving you bits and pieces of answers and that's not connecting you right. So if you're all about, because I'm going to give you that dude Eric for a second, okay? The problem is he came off with some sidebar weak-ass shit and he couldn't back it up because he looks at a model and he's trying to lie to himself knowing that what the fuck is Beyonce treatment? That's the problem right there. So that's what I'm saying, okay? That's all I'm saying. So So let's see here. Let me see the next one. Okay, I'm perfect. Listen to me. When a woman brings an ex around you, why are you, unless you're emotionally attached to this woman, why do you care? That's the question. Why do you care? You got to ask yourself the question. Why do you give a fuck? And once you can answer that, you'll have your answer, man. Why do you care? Y'all gotta get off this shit, man. This year. All right, next up, let's see what we got here. Hold on one second. Y'all motherfuckers, man. Let me see what we got here. Eric, we told you to be quiet, Eric. I told you, be quiet, Eric. You can't talk because you want that bullshit, okay? You can't talk, Eric. Don't hush, hush, Eric. Hush, hush. Well, what I'm saying is that y'all, online, sir. Online, Mr. Turner. Online. I'm saying that a lot of y'all motherfuckers are like, y'all tripping over this shit, man. Yeah, yeah. Just be quiet, E. You kind of like in punishment right now because I thought you had some potential of being a student of the game, but your shit is so emotional, dude. It's sad. So I just don't, I want you around. I don't want to kick you out. I want you around, but I just don't know. I just don't know if we're right for you, because if you really want to get good, you're showing that you don't, man. And I mean, I'm done with that shit. I'm done talking about that shit, man. Let me keep going. But I am perfect. You're not talking to us or telling us about the situation. This is what I'm saying. Y'all ask these generic questions, but y'all are not really. And here's another prank caller. God damn it. Y'all got the weirdest prank call numbers. 206, go ahead and get the prank out the way.
What's up, Unc? Hey, this isn't a prank call. This is Jungle Strut. Hey, man, just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you, man. But so about that question.
Okay, so you got. Yeah. Wait. See, Eric. Do you see what this motherfucker did right here, Eric? Do you see why you lose and this man wins? Because at least this motherfucker's doing something. I'm sorry, Junk. Go ahead, man. So you were talking to her. Tell me about the date. Talk to me about the date.
Yes, sir. So I need help because, you know, I just broke up with a 4-year relationship and I'm trying to get back down in the game. And so there's this girl that I went out with last night. And I've known her loosely around 2 years now. And I was really looking forward to, you know, just basically just doing the thing. But I noticed that there was some lulls in the conversation, and I'm just trying to keep it sexual, but she's trying to keep it more like friend zone type talk and shit. And so I'm trying to, my question is, I need some help with like just keeping it on the street, you know what I mean? I'm just.
Okay, what was your discussion? What were y'all discussing?
It started off like with mostly work stuff, and then
Was y'all hanging out? Was this a date or were y'all hanging out?
It was a date. It was a date. Like,
Okay, why were you discussing with her more intimate details or talking to her about not just work? Why didn't you tell her, you know, this is why, you know, I want to get at you, you know? You know, if you look at you, you know, you're very pretty. You have beautiful eyes. You know, you're gorgeous. But, you know, there's things that I want to know about you that you don't share with people. I want to know beyond your beauty. You know what I mean? I don't want to know what you do for work, and I don't want to know when your last boyfriend was, because I'm not a generic man and I don't ask generic questions. You see what I'm saying? I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know behind your curtains. I want to know things about you that you never told anybody before, not personal things, but I mean, what makes you laugh? What makes you dance naked in the rain type shit? You know, I want to know things about you.
Oh, shit.
Me, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. No. I mean that's some crazy. That's some crazy questions that like I never even thought about asking like nobody.
Well, but this is where the branch is in at the branch. So when she returns serve and tells you her answer. You can take her answer, and with the Texan toolkit, you got 3 ways that you can talk to her after that. So that's how it works. So, Yeah, but I mean, did you get a kiss or anything? What happened?
No. I'll just keep it real. I mean, it was more like a you know, cheek kiss. It wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even no, like, mouth kiss. It's just, yeah. I mean, I it ended up with me offering to drive her home because, you know, we were both a little, I mean, I'm not drinking, but, you know, she did all the drinking, but I just felt like, I mean, one thing about, you know, the daily podcast that you have, it's making me realize how much gaps I got in my game. I mean, especially coming out of a long-term relationship and getting back into it, it's just, that's why I'm like, just trying to ask questions and learn more and just be coachable, you know, just.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, brother.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thanks, Unc. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's some great questions right there. So.
Yeah, but also.
I learned how to flow with it.
Okay, where did you go eat at? Okay, where did you go eat at?
It was her idea, and all I paid for, just to let you know, was the drinks that I had. That's it. But she paid for the meal. So
okay, but y'all went to a place, but what I'm saying is that, you know, why don't we get out of here and let's go to the park. Let's go to the park. Mm-hmm. And let's go there. Let me push you on a fucking swing and let's laugh and let's just, I want to learn things about you. And, you know, I am interested. See, I'm interested in you, but, I'm very interested in you. And not only am I interested in you, but this is the kind of man I am. You know, I'm a drama-free man, you know? And this is what you tell her. Anybody brings any drama in my life, they're gone. But also with the drama comes that, you know what? I really don't know what I'm looking for right now. You know, I don't want a relationship right now because, I'm interested in you, yes, but I don't know you well enough to give you that part of me yet because the more we get to know each other, the more I'll know about that. You see what I'm saying? Those are the things you want to talk about, okay?
Yes, sir. Yep. Nice. No, that's
right.
Pretty slow, man. I mean, I love these suggestions. Like,
yeah,
man, that's like.
You know, I had a great date minus the kiss. So you, here's an IOU. So the next time I see you, I'm going in for the kiss. I mean, you can say things like that to her.
Oh shit! Okay.
See, yeah. Yeah,
it's
fuck
so
that.
Creative,
yeah.
Man. That's what I'm like.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just giving some yak, man.
Yes, sir. I feel like I choked, man. Like it's like, man, I'm caught up in my head sometimes. It's like, you know, it just doesn't flow that well. Especially, man, I think that's the problem with being in relationships too long sometimes. You get complacent. And you don't even
think
about these things.
Right. No, I understand that, brother. I get that. But hold on, 206. Stay right there. Let me see something. Let me see who this is. Hold on a second, 206. 408, did you have a question? Who is this?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Who is this?
I just want to have, like, I have a question, like, regarding, like, looks and, like, being, like, cutthroat to the game.
What's your question, sir?
Yeah, like, what do you think about, like, I really wanted to get your opinion on, like, being cutthroat, because, like, I understand that these women are, like, straight cutthroat to the game. So I was wondering,
Slow down. You're speaking too fast. I don't know if you're on speaker, but if you take it off. So you said women are what?
You know how, like, women are, like, straight cutthroat to the game?
You say women straight cupcake. Wait. Women do what?
Like, like let's say cutthroat, like which means like they think about themselves first.
Okay, women think about themselves first. Okay, what's the problem with women thinking about themselves first?
I have to be the same way, huh? Do I have to be the same way? Do the same way? What do you think about that?
Okay, how old are you, big dog? How old are you?
23.
Okay, relax. Are you on some energy drink or something? Because you're talking so fast. Are you nervous right now?
Oh yeah, you're like, no. I was just drinking hot chocolate right now, man.
Okay, relax, big dog. Because I can't understand because you're talking so fast. I need you to relax. I'd like to help you, but okay. What does a woman's looks have to do with the question that you're asking?
Yeah, looks is the first impression and everything. The first 5 seconds, it's kind of like that's how you get them, the first 5 seconds. You gotta get the looks down, and then the personality's that's the one that comes after it.
Wait, you're going too fast. Hey, slow it down a little bit. Say it again.
Got it. Yeah. So I'm really focusing on looks. You know how women, it's they're always focusing on makeup, cosmetics. Fashion. So if I can compete with the girl, let's say in looks, would that really get her attractive enough? Just the looks.
No
part.
Not gonna get her. Okay, listen to me. You're not gonna get her because you don't know sexuality. You don't know how to text. You don't know how to talk to a woman. You don't know how to date a woman. You don't know what to do, how to approach a woman. So what you're doing here, unfortunately, is you're creating a whirlwind of lies and bullshit to cover up the fact that you don't know what you're doing. And it's no knock on you, but you don't know anything about women. You know nothing about women, but you're telling yourself these excuses so you don't have to even talk to a woman. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And then, the personality part is, yeah, for sure. Because, I believe, pickup artists, all that bullshit, I believe that's just personality. Because, seduction, attraction, mm-hmm. It's just part of, your personality. They try to, because, people, they try to teach the game of, pickup, pickup channels. For me, I already talk to women, naturally. I go up to women naturally. So it's not really, a game because it's part of my personality. Picking up women.
What about?
So pickup is just part of your personality. It's your game. Game is your personality. That's what it is.
Well,
been working for me.
What's that?
And then yeah, I'm just trying to see because I'm expressing my perspective of my experience and everything like that because coming from you, it's you've been in the game for a long time, so I'm just trying to make sure if I'm coming from the right perspective with it too.
Well, but what are you saying to a woman when you meet her? What are you saying?
I have no problem with doing. I have no problem with doing. I just want to make sure that someone coming from the game also is if you disagree with my perspective or you agree with it, is coming. Yeah, that's how it works for me.
But
game is my personality.
Okay, brother, you're going a million miles. I'm trying to decipher what you're saying, but you're talking so fast. I don't understand. Relax. You got to relax. I'm trying to help you, but you're talking so fast.
All right. Oh, okay. I think that's, you're right. I think that's the part where, sometimes I go too fast also. It's all right. You're right. Women comment on that too. Sometimes I got to talk fast, so.
Okay, right, I'm listening.
I gotta slow it down. Yeah, I was saying, earlier, pickup, pickup artists, all that stuff, you see these guys, making, posting videos, going up to women. I believe, for me, that's already a part of my personality. Like, that's already who I am. Like, because I approach women like I have to. I have, like, when I see a girl, it's like I have to talk to her. It's not pickup anymore for me. Like, it became like a lifestyle. Like, I have to talk to her, because if I don't, it's like, it's something that I'm gonna be like thinking about. It's like, I have to talk to this girl. It's like, no guy approaches this girl, so I have to talk to her. Like, that's my perspective on, like, it's my personality. Like, game is personality. Like, I believe so.
Wait, I don't. Okay, you're saying pickup, but you understand we're not a pickup artist place, right?
Yeah. Oh, you said like it's a place?
Okay. All right. Wait. Okay. You got to come close to the phone, because it is dry. Okay. Come close to the phone.
Got it.
I need you to explain to me. Okay. What is your question?
Yeah, my question is, would you believe I said that it's your personality?
Picking up your personality?
Yeah, like, is game like personality, or is it something that, like, you learn or something like that?
Wait, I can't, okay, dude. I don't understand what you're saying. Is pick up your personality? You gotta talk into the fucking phone, brother. I can't hear you. Is pick up your personality?
Yeah. Pick up is my personality.
No,
what
does picking up have to do with that?
Oh, yeah, pickup has nothing to do with it, because, like, I think it's like, guys don't understand that it has to become their personality, and I'm trying to see if, like, you agree with it, because, like, guys have to, like, understand that it becomes your personality, like, over time, like, if you keep doing it, it's like, if you keep approaching women, like, every day, it's like, it just becomes a natural point where it just becomes your personality.
But
it's like,
game is not about approaching women. Okay, game has nothing to do with approaching women, okay?
Oh, yeah, there's more to that. It's it's a whole different world when it comes to, like, games.
Well,
like,
just picking up a woman is not the game. Picking up a woman is not the game. Picking up a woman is not the game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Listen, why don't you do this? Look, we're going to have a show tomorrow, because I'm about to wrap this up. We're going to have a show tomorrow, because we did 5 hours. We're going to have a show tomorrow, okay? And I want you to call back in. Listen, I want you to come down a little bit off. You're going so a 5 mile a minute. You were saying some things, but I couldn't decipher them, okay? So just you call back tomorrow's show and let's talk, and I can help you a little bit more. But you know what, 408? I'm going to give you credit for something. I'm going to give you credit for something, because I hope Eric can see this shit, because you at least called into the show to ask a question. And because of that, I'm proud of it. That's the first step, okay? So I do want to work with you. Allow me to help you. Call back in tomorrow. Make sure you hit the notification. Call in tomorrow, and I'll talk, okay? I got you. I just wanted, because I got to get you to see what's going on, because I think you're seeing something the wrong. It's kind of like what Eric was doing. He was seeing the game totally wrong. But at least you're calling in. So, okay, so I'm going to throw you back in. But, yeah, call in tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
Is that cool? All right, thank you, man.
Thank
you have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother. Great call. Great call. Appreciate you, too. All right, take care, brother. All right, let me wrap this thing up. Okay, 206, I got to go, but 206, did you have something to say real quick? Jay, okay, I think you're going. Okay. Are you going, too? Okay, no, my bad. Okay, well, guys, we're going to...